Hello, it's Tom Beal, and welcome to another edition of the Make Today Great podcast, taking your health, relationships, and finances to new heights. Today is an interesting podcast episode because today I'm going to be discussing what some may call a controversial topic. And this topic is my Apple Watch and why I love my Apple Watch. Let me count the ways. So, I have many friends who were Apple fans and are Apple fans that have not only decided and chosen not to get the Apple Watch, but have taken the route of just bashing it and talking smack about it. And, you know, it actually derailed me from getting one because I was like, you know what, really, what's the purpose of it? Is it really going to help me? And then I saw someone with it. I said, you know what? I like what they said. I'm going to give it a shot. I've been a wearer of technology, starting back with the Jawbone, which tracked my movement and tracked my sleep for years, and it actually helped me quite immensely. So I was like, you know what? I'll give the Apple Watch a shot and see what it's all about. So let me go through a few of the things that I think are what has helped me make today great and make my life simpler with my Apple Watch. And it's in no particular order, and I'll probably leave some stuff out, but I, for your convenience, have made pictures. I've taken pictures of the watch to explain some of the things that I'm going to be describing to you here in this audio. So if you go to tombeal.com/Apple Watch, so tombeal.com/Apple Watch, it will redirect to the proper page on Make Today Great, showing you the pictures. And once you're there on the MakeTodayGreat.com page, you'll see these pictures that I'm going to describe to you. So first and foremost, these things sound simple, but they're amazingly effective, helping me simplify my life. The first one is not having to dig into my pocket and pull out my cell phone to see who's texting or calling me. So I'm sure you've experienced what I've experienced, whether you're a man and the phone's in your pocket or a woman and it's in your purse and you hear the buzz or you hear the ring. And what do? You pull it out and it's a spammer calling you. You're like, crap, all right, just delete, you know, send a voicemail, whatever. And if you're like me, you probably get those spam calls, right? Or it's someone important that you want to speak with and you answer it. But long story short, you get the idea. And that goes for text messages and that goes for phone calls. So instead of having to dig in my pocket or you digging in your pocket or your purse, just quickly looking at your wrist, pulling it up, and it automatically opens and shows you who the text is from, what the text is, or who the incoming call is from, and whether you want to answer it or not. Now, I will say it's very rare that I do answer the phone from my watch, but there's been a couple occasions where it came in quite handy. I was checking my dog into a kennel, and my girlfriend called, and the dog was pulling me, and I didn't have time to pull my phone out of the pocket, and I looked at my wrist. I saw it was her, and there were no people around, so I pressed answer and took the call on my wrist. And the people there were like, whoa, are you talking to your watch? And it's pretty, you know, rarely do I do that, but there are certain occasions where it's come in handy. Another time where it's come in handy is actually driving. I've taken some calls on my watch. So I've looked at my wrist, pressed answer, and put my hand back up on the wheel, continued to steer and drive, and answered the call in that manner. So that's one aspect of the simplicity of making it easy for my life. The other thing is I actually communicate more with my key people. There's a button that you press on the side that brings you to the key people. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 key people that you can put in there. And it's actually allowed me to easily reach out to my key people much more than I had in the past. So that's pretty handy to simply send them a text or call them. And the texts are pretty cool because there's some auto-reply texts and you can add more in there. And there's also some cool emojis that are unusual and only available on the Apple Watch currently that are pretty cool. So there's the hands, there's the smiley face, there's hearts, and some cool things like that. Third, I use Siri more as more of like my assistant to schedule alarms, appointments, reminders, timers, etc. And rarely ever did I use Siri on my phone. So I've taken advantage and harnessed Siri, which makes it much more simple to tell Siri to set an alarm for me. You know, whether that's or sound a count, set a countdown timer for 10 minutes or set an alarm at such and such time, schedule an appointment with so and so at such and such date and time. All those things I've used to my benefit more with the watch, because it's just simple. Just raise the watch and speak it, and then Siri says, what can I help you with? And you talk it in. Fourth, multiple band colors and ease of switching them. So I bought all the band colors. It came with black. I got blue, pink, which looks reddish, white, and green. And this is coming from someone who didn't used to wear a watch for years, almost decades. I haven't worn a watch. It just has not been anything that called me to it. So now it's kind of cool to switch up the watch bands, and whether it's matching or mismatching my outfits, it's by choice. And it actually draws people to say, didn't you have a white collar watch yesterday and now you got green? You know, it's interesting how people pay attention to that. So it adds a little pizzazz. You know, and when I did wear a watch, it was, you know, the same thing over and over each and every day. This allows me to change it up. Simple, but pretty cool, to say the least. All right, so then here's a few apps and some functionality that I've thoroughly enjoyed. So the first one is the workout app. I have a morning routine, which you've heard if you've listened to my Make Today Great podcast, where I wake up in the morning and I walk to the beach. It's about a half an hour walk. I do some routine there, you know, set some intentions for the day, pray a little bit at the beach, turn around and walk back, about an hour all in total. So with this, there's a workout app, and it's real simple. You press it, it opens up, you have a whole bunch of options. I choose outdoor walk, start the walk, and what you see on maketodaygreat.com here, if you go to tombeal.com/Apple Watch, you'll see the pictures that outline my halfway point. You see, when I wore the Jawbone in the past, I didn't know how to pause it, or it was too complicated to pause. So, you know, if you're pacing and you stop and you sit for 10 minutes or you sit at the water and do intentions, your pace is going to be ruined because you're not moving. So with this, you're going to see pictures of where I pushed pause, and you'll see the first screen there of it has the resume option or the end option. And I pressed that, so I paused it. Then I flipped through to all the different things that it shows. It shows how much time. So it took me 26 minutes and 32 seconds to get to the halfway point. I was at a pace of 16 minutes and 16 seconds per mile. I walked a total of 1.79 miles, burned 152 calories. I checked my heart rate, but I didn't wait to whatever it was. And then I pressed resume and was on my way back to the other half. Now, I put some other pictures in there that ironically came up while on my walk back from the beach. And one is I'm flying out today, later, on Delta, and Delta showed me that my flight was on time and it was leaving at such and such time from such and such terminal. That was pretty cool. I missed the picture on this one. It buzzed me. It buzzes you on each mile, little bzzz. So mile one, mile two. So at mile three, it buzzed me. I missed the 3 mile thing by the time I took my phone out to take the picture. But that 45 minutes and 16 seconds is the elapsed time at the 3 mile mark. And at the same time, I received a text message. So you'll see I put a picture of the text message that I received while on the walk right before returning home. And then when I ended the walk, I took some pictures of what occurs at that point. So it tells me my exercise goal achieved for the morning. It shows some type of stat there. And then when I press end, it shows me the outdoor walk workout on the date, the time, the temperature, the total distance, 3.62 miles, total time, 54 minutes and 39 seconds, active calories, 296 calories, resting calories, 96 calories, total calories, 392, average pace, 15 minutes, 5 seconds per mile. Average heart rate, 89 beats per minute, and then I save that, and that's what I do on a morning basis. I really don't track all the data. It's just fun for me to track just to keep the measurement, you know, and just, hey, how am I doing? 15 minute per mile pace. It's pretty fast pace for a walk, etc. So I like that app. Next is the voice texting. So whether I'm replying to a text or sending a text to someone, You can go and reply, and then it shows you. I took a picture of the pre-written options, which you can scroll down and add more and all that. And then you have on the left the emoticon option to send some emoticons, or on the right-hand side you see the microphone. When you press the microphone, it allows you to talk into your watch, and then it shows you the next screen I show you there, where it has the audio where it gives you the option to send as audio. And if you press that, it's going to send that to the person as an audio, which they'll receive on their phone and they can listen to you. Or you can send as a text and it shows the transcribed version of your audio below that. And it's very good, by the way. And I've done it in noisy areas and it's quite good at taking your audio and turning it into text. I've never had one that wasn't proper. And if it's not proper, I just send the audio. No big deal. People can figure it out. And that's as simple as that. It's real easy. Quick, simple, easy. All right? So, sending text via voice, which it also transcribes that. I also like the Passbook option. Passbook shows in it, for me, my Starbucks app shows some airplane tickets. So I have my Delta airline tickets in there today. I show some Southwest airline tickets below in these pictures. It has movie tickets for the iPick that's right up the street from us. So show you some examples. So there's my Southwest ticket. And then it had the QR code, which that allowed me to check in. You know, not just boom, they scan it and boom, you're in. Then I showed a iPick ticket that was in there and the iPick QR code, which allows us to get in. Then I show my Starbucks card. It shows that, and I didn't give the whole card so that people don't use it and charge up my money, but just a little portion of it. When I click on it, it brings the whole barcode up, and then they scan it, and there it is. I get to pay for Starbucks just by waving my wrist up by the machine. Then I show, once again, the Delta update that I received on my walk this morning, and that's pretty cool to have that stuff come along, and that's just several of the apps that are pretty cool that show up on there. Next is the Uber app. I love the Uber app. You know, you go there, you just press it, boom, it does a little bit of searching, and knowing right where you are tells you how long before a ride would be there. Then you just simply press it, and a ride will arrive for you in that amount of time. Pretty slick. And I travel a lot, so I use Uber. And I travel a lot, so I also use Hotel Tonight and Hotels app, Hotels.com app. So on the left, it shows, I'd go to Hotel Tonight, it shows some specials going on for that particular evening with the hotels that are nearby. And at Hotels.com app, I press the button and it shows some local rates as well. Pretty cool. That's awesome. I've used that several times and got rates. One rate was in Naples. It's like a $400 a night place that I got from Hotels Tonight at like $97. It was pretty cool. Really nice resort. And then for Apple Pay, I love the simplicity and convenience. I've only used it a few times, but at Walgreens, for instance, instead it goes back to the first point, not having to dig in your wallet and pull the credit card out. Real simple, you attach a card that you want to be associated with your Apple Pay, get that in there, and then at Walgreens, for instance, I'll go to the register, and instead of having to dig into my pocket and pull out the credit card and do all that, I simply raise my wrist up, it transaction is approved, the receipt comes, boom, I go out the door. Super simple and convenient. And then I love the simplicity of what's visible to me when I just raise my arm. You can customize yours, but I'm looking at mine right now. And I look, and it tells me the day. Believe it or not, sometimes I don't know what day it is. I travel so much. It tells me the day, the date, the time. It tells me my next appointment, the temperature of where I am, when the sunrise or sunset is occurring in that particular area, and what my battery life is. And real quickly on battery life, I have yet to run across a day that used up my full battery. It generally, by the time a normal day passes, I have 50% left of the battery. So battery is of zero issue for me. And now, I will say I've traveled internationally. So I just flew to Malaysia not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and was en route, 40 plus hours. So obviously, that's more than a day. My day, that was a two-day day, right? So during that trip, 40 hours, I did have to find a charging station just as I would at night. It does require charging on a daily basis. That has not been an issue for me. I've enjoyed it. It has made my life simpler. And I thought it would be important just to share, you know, hey, like I said in the beginning, somewhat controversial because a lot of Apple fans have been bashing the watch. As for me, I make the absolute most of it. Oh, and I forgot one of the apps I must have missed talking about was Maps. I love Maps. Yeah, I missed it in describing it, but it's here on the page. Maps. Okay, for here, here's I travel a lot, and I put Maps in on my phone and put the destination and directions of how to get from where I am to where I want to be. Now, I was in Amsterdam, and I walked a lot. I love walking, and I actually, at the time, didn't have my Apple Watch, so I had to hold my phone and literally see turn by turn how to get to my destination. This Apple Watch would have helped me tremendously, not having to hold my phone looking like a moron walking down the street because I don't know where I'm going. I could just held my watch up and it would have told me turn by turn walking. Now, in the car, here's where it's applicable. So the kids, my kids and I and my girlfriend's kids, we all went up to Orlando. And once again, putting in the destination we're driving to. And we're driving and we're on the road. And we're talking, and the phone was right next to us in the vehicle, in little cup holder area, and it must have buzzed, but I didn't hear it. We're talking, it's loud, you know, four kids and my girlfriend, we're talking, and next thing you know, my wrist buzzes. It has a little gentle buzz, and I'm like, oh, right turn. Oh, crap, that's our exit. And fortunately, we had enough time to adjust and get over safely, but had we missed that exit, that would have cost us probably an additional hour of backtracking and, you know, with traffic and stuff going on. That's just a pain in the neck. So the watch tells you turn by turn and gives you gentle buzzes, 2 miles, turn right, 1 mile, turn right, half mile, turn right, right turn now. And all those types of little handy things, yes, even though your phone technically does it, that particular instance, we were talking, it was loud, we would have missed that turn, which would have cost us, you know, whatever we were heading to, we'd have missed it. And, you know, just the pain and the, you know, the crap of having to get in traffic and U-turn and circle back is not the most fun. So the maps function is absolutely fantastic. Like I said, wish I had it when I was walking in Amsterdam, holding my phone like an idiot, walking turn by turn. That would have been helpful to have the watch back then. And it's super helpful just in navigating from people, whether it's walking, whether it's driving, tells you turn by turn how to navigate your way there. So this is my reasons why I love the Apple Watch. So hopefully that was helpful to you. And I look forward to your feedback. And hopefully this may push some people into taking action. I'll tell you what, it's been a choice that I am thankful that I'd made, and it has made my life simpler. And my hope is that it helps you make today great.